I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026 edition. This segment brought to you by MyPillow, Mike Lindell's company. You just heard the commercial. Well, I got an email from him on Monday morning before we did the show yesterday stating that he is giving winter sale discounts due to the cold weather on his flannel sheets package. You need to go to the website, MyPillow.com, check out flannel sheets, $100 sheet packages going for as low as $29.99 a set. Put a set of those or two of those flannel sheets. You'll absolutely love them. Vicky and I have had them on our bed now for a couple of months heading into the holidays. And I got to tell you, those flannel sheets are absolutely phenomenal. They are so soft and warm. You just absolutely love them for your sheets. While you're there at the website, put those sheets in your cart along with a set of the bath towels and the new 2.0 pillows. Put those in your cart. Go to checkout. See what the retail price is. And then put in the promo code, one word, Trucker Randy. Two R's next to each other, no space. And then click on apply and see how much money you're saving, along with free shipping. Now, if you prefer to not shop online, you want to actually call a Trucker Randy operator with the promo code already loaded in the phone, just text me MP for My Pillow, and I'll send you the link to the 800 number as well as the website mypillow.com and the promo code Trucker Randy. If you call the 800 number, you'll get the promo code discount built right into the phone call. Highly recommend that package. Flannel sheets, bath towels, and the new 2.0 pillows. Absolutely love sleeping on them every single night and taking a shower the next morning. Man, those towels are just fantastic. Love them. Well, those of you who may know people that live in Bay County, Saginaw County, or Midland County, today is election day. Today is election day when it comes to the 35th State Senate District. Primary election today will determine the Republican and the Democrat, and then the two of them will run against each other in a May, just 2 months, election to replace the vacant seat Kristen McDonald Rivett vacated January 1st, folks. Last year, January 1st, 2025, it's been over 13 months with the 35th State Senate District folks not having a state senator in Lansing. Now, why did Governor Gretchen Whitmer take so long to call for this special election to fill that vacated seat? Is because President Trump won that district overwhelmingly over Kamala Harris. It is Trump country, especially when you factor in Saginaw County, even to a certain extent, Midland County. The two largest populated counties are leaning very heavily Republican. And what will that do? Well, 38 state senators will be seated in that seat after the election. Right now, 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans. The Senate Democrats, folks, are holding a one-seat majority. That gives them the Senate Majority Leader's seat to Winnie Brinks in Grand Rapids and control of every single committee in the state Senate. If the Republican wins that seat and they take it and flip it, it's going to be 19-19 in the state Senate chamber, and that is called gridlock. Going to be very, very interesting to see how the rest of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship operates with gridlock in the Senate, 19-19, and a Republican majority, 58-52, in the House. So again, if you know anybody that lives in Bay, Saginaw, or Midland counties, text me 35. If you text me 35, I have a screenshot talking about the polls being open for a primary election today, February 3rd, leading to the May election, determining the outcome of the control in the state Senate. And what counties are they again today? The election primary is in Bay, Saginaw, and Midland counties. So text me 35. I'll send you a screenshot. You can forward this to your friends, reminding them to get out there and vote today, Tuesday, February 3rd. We'll be monitoring the election results as they come in, get reported later tonight. Probably will be wrapped up and announced, I would hope, by the 11 o'clock news, so we can talk about it on tomorrow's show and tell you basically who the Republican is and who the Democrat is that will be running against each other in May. Now, one other short story I wanted to get to about the president and things happening in Washington, D.C. This is kind of interesting because this comes from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Secretary of Health and Human Services, things that he's looking to do, wanting to promote in Washington via his office. One of the things that I think has got his attention is the situation going on regarding the homelessness and mental addictions. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announces a $100 million program aimed at fixing homelessness and addiction in our country. The program will fund outreach to homeless people and drug users. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced a new $100 million program that he said will help homeless people find jobs and treat drug abuse. This money will be an investment aimed at assisting homeless people, drug users, recovering from addiction, helping them find employment, and locating stable housing. Kennedy spoke at an event regarding Prevention Day, which is sponsored by the government, dedicated to preventing drug abuse, on Monday. The healthcare system under the previous administration was designed to cycle people who suffer from mental illness and drug addictions between sidewalks, emergency rooms, jails, mental hospitals, and shelters, Kennedy said. Well, that is no longer going to be the way we do things here in Washington. Specifically, Kennedy said, no one took responsibility for the whole person. No one stayed long enough to help them recover, to help them reestablish their links and teach them the lessons on how to live in a responsible community. That system is neither humane nor was it effective. Kennedy, who said his addiction to heroin, whoa, he was addicted to heroin? I did not remember that. Kennedy said his addiction to heroin ended with help from a 12-step program, stating that $100 million will fund pilot initiatives that are crafted to resolve long-term homelessness and to reduce addictions by expanding treatment regimens that will emphasize recovery and self-sufficiency. The program is known as Safety Through Recovery Engagement and Evidence-Based Treatments and Supports. That's a long one, but the acronym of it is STREETS. STREETS will engage people continuously from the first contact on the street through recovery, through employment, and through self-sufficiency. Law enforcement, first responders, the courts, housing providers, and healthcare systems will work as one team so people will no longer fall through the cracks. Now, the first thing that came to mind when I heard of this program was that gentleman who's had issues for years, who stabbed the people there at the Walmart in Traverse City. Well, I got a text message from somebody who knew that individual growing up, going through high school with them. This program sounds exactly like what that gentleman needs. Well, following the announcement, President Donald Trump signed the executive order saying that drug addiction is a chronic disease and that this administration will prioritize addiction treatment and recovery. Additionally, the new program will build on investments federal health officials awarded last year, 2025, to boost recovering addicts. Kennedy says he knows many people who have recovered in such facilities, announcing that the government will be providing $10 million through assistant outpatient programs to help adults designated as having serious mental illnesses. He said this will hopefully reduce hospitalization, incarceration, and leading to homelessness. Great program. Glad that he's doing it. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment on this Tuesday. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Again, if you would like the phone number to Missy's office down in Battle Creek, if you'd like to get some stem cell patches, or you'd like to talk to her about getting on a fat-burning program, give me a text message of Missy. If you'd like to take advantage of the winter sale happening with MyPillow.com, text me MP, MyPillow. And then earlier today, we had on our show Stacy from Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office over in Sheboygan. If you'd like to get her phone number, text me Laser, L-A-S-E-R. And I'll respond and give you all those guys' contact phone numbers, websites, and promo codes based on whatever you text me. Again, I need you to mark your calendar. Don't forget two events in July. 4th of July, we are going to have a big America 250 party down at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan. It's right there in Clare County, right off of M115. Saturday, 4th of July, big party. Mark Farner's American Band is going to be the end concert. We'll have some other warm-up bands before him, but he'll be playing with his band, rocking it out there on Saturday, 4th of July. And when he's done playing, we will get into a fantastic, unbelievable fireworks display. This is going to be a phenomenal fireworks, folks. A big, absolutely birthday bash. You're not going to want to miss this. Tickets are getting ready to go on sale any day now. I'm waiting for the link and the information. So stand by, but I want you to mark your calendars right now. Yes, yes, right now, 5 months early. Tomorrow, 4th, February 4th. Yes. 4th of July, it's going to be a blast. Then just 2 weeks later, tickets are already on sale right now. Officer Rick, Nick Wallace have already taken advantage of getting their tickets. The 7th annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast being hosted by the Antrim County Conservative Union in Antrim County. You can bring your guns, your firearms, your ammunition. All the ranges will be open. You can practice your handgun shooting at the pin shoot, and you can sight in your deer rifles, along with coming and hearing the gubernatorial candidates. This will be a forum event for them to come and be able to talk to you about getting your vote basically 2 weeks later on August 4th. So once we know who the actual candidates are going to be based on them turning in their signatures, we will then send them direct invitations to come to our event and be able to speak, take questions, mingle with you guys, ask your questions, get to decide who you want to vote for on August 4th. So again, Saturday, July 18th. If you want, you can text me either Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, either one, and I'll send you the link to the acconservatives.org website. When you go there, you can read the post over, read all the information, and then click on the yellow donate button in the top right corner. That will open up our PayPal account, not yours, but ours. And then you can put in the cursor, the dollar amount where the zeros are, how much you need to spend to buy your tickets via a donation. Adults are $40, teenagers are $20, and the kids 12 and under are absolutely free. We're going to be teaching the young folks firearm safety. They'll be shooting a .22 handgun as well as a .22 rifle. And once they do that, they'll put their name in a hat. We have not one but two firearms for them. John Palmer, Palmer Farms in Onaway, has purchased a .22 long rifle. And Nick Wallace of J2 Construction has purchased a 20-gauge shotgun. He got that from Tom and Karen Curtis over at Curtis Gunsmithing and is donating that to the young people. So we're excited. It's going to be a great time. I'm going to talk to Rob Cordes from the Trump Unity Bridge. He'll be there, I hope, with his Trump gear, the candidates for governor. It's going to be a blast. And Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig is going to be smoking our pork again this year. We're looking forward to that. And, of course, Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. And yes, Officer Rick, I will have some chocolate cake there for you. I believe it's going to be his birthday or very close to it. Saturday, July 18th, 2026, in Antrim County. So we're excited. We've got lots of things planned, but we wanted to make sure you marked your calendars well in advance so you can be a part of it. Brett Gooding, Fun Shoot. Yes, sir. Looking forward, Brett, to you, Tammy, Randy Walker, and the crew to come and work with the young folks. And I'm sending you the link right now. You can read the post, see everything there. I don't know if I've got the firearms posted on there yet. I have to go in there and do an audit on that and make sure that we let people know about those donations. But that's one of the reasons why I texted you, wanted to talk to you when I called you last Friday, 2:08 p.m., but you never called me, bud. So now he's listening on the radio and hearing me talk about it, and he wants to put it in his calendar, I'm sure. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memory caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the